they'd always wanted to do it because I think rightly so they felt that having lived there for 7 years, taking a kind of 7-hour flight and your whole life being changed is such a big deal. Because they lived out in Oman in the 80s previously and they'd tried to do it then and there'd been the time of the Gulf War. We sort of managed to pick just the right time. So yeah, 2006, we packed up and drove out the gate and yeah, so we drove up to Syria, which is just one of the most amazing countries I've ever been to, which is like such a shame what's happening now, obviously, because like we saw it when it was amazing and the people are so friendly. And Damascus is an amazing city. We caught a ferry from Greece to Venice, sailed into Venice at sunrise. That was one of the craziest moments. These huge sort of ferries, they go down the tiny canals in Venice with like literally hardly any room to spare on either side, these like historic canals, and then sailed across to New Haven. And yeah, we had a welcome party with my granny, granddad on the docks and we sailed in and had a big like welcome home banner.
Do you think that you would do the same thing if you had children and you were in the same situation?
Only sort of recently have I started to look back and I really admire my parents for the audacity and like bravery of like doing it because, yeah, it's like a big step with sort of an 11-year-old and 13-year-old. And there are photos of us in Saudi Arabia with sort of Baghdad 100 kilometres like signs on the road. And this is, you know, during a time where there's still the Iraq war was going on quite strongly.
So you were an international student as a child?
There was a whole range of different nationalities. Were preconceptions you have of like people like at that age, it was just a complete change for me because I grew up in such a diverse environment, I guess, and it didn't matter what colour you were, where you're from. From the age of 8 onwards, boys in my class would be fasting for Ramadan, and you just accepted it, you were told about it, you were like, this is the deal, you're going to have lunch in a different room because you don't want to offend these boys, this is their faith, and that was accepted, no one had any issues with it, and I think if anyone did, they shouldn't have been in Oman in the first place.
What's your first memory of being in Oman?
But then the first memory, I guess, of having moved out there was my first day of school. I sat on the step in my first break time and just cried, openly wept.
Were you aware that you were in a completely different place?
I remember, like, my mum always tells me that we had these sort of drawing books in my first year of school in Oman, and it was, what did you do on the weekend? And I always used to draw me and my friends from England back home being like, this is us playing in my friend's house. At the time, I may not have been thinking it, but I think subconsciously, I just sort of thought it was a holiday.
And what about the whole being in Oman for 7 years overall? Would you do that?
I think I would definitely consider doing something like that, because I think I've definitely got a sense of adventure from my parents as a result of it. I'd love to live abroad, be it Oman, be it anywhere. I just feel there's a lot more to life and there's a lot more to seeing the world.